As you notice, it dips in the middle, falls straight down and very rapidly. And that's B, World Trade Center 7. Building 7 was never hit by a plane. No plane hit Building 7. It collapsed straight down into a tight rubble pile. In fact, engineers were baffled over the collapse of this building. I didn't see it on the day of September 11th. When I first saw it, though, I thought, this is very strange. I mean, that building should collapse straight down and rapidly. It's not nutty to say, let's get that straight, that this looks like it could be controlled demolition due to explosives. Explosives. Done by explosives. Explosives. Controlled demolition. Experts said that no building like it, a modern steel reinforced high-rise, none, had ever collapsed because of uncontrolled fire before. So that's really, so they're trying to figure out what happened. Fire and the structural damage, this is now Professor Barnett, Massachusetts. Fire and the structural damage would not explain steel members in the debris pile that appear to have been partly evaporated. Now that takes a very high temperature to evaporate steel. Partly evaporated. Building 7, 7, Building 7, it does fall symmetrically and nearly straight down. Building 7, 7, Building 7, it does fall onto its own footprint. They said that they would give the fullest possible account of the events surrounding 9/11. But they didn't even mention the collapse of Building 7. 7. 7. Building 7. Building 7. 7. 7. 7. Building 7. Over here we have a large, as you see, a high rise in Madrid, Spain, last year, that burned. It was an inferno for about 24 hours. It did not collapse. And indeed, there has been no example, at least none before 9/11, 2001, where fire has caused a building to collapse completely. So this is A, but that is in fact the official explanation of the collapse of Building 7, that it was due to fire.